His work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. He survived talk show ambushes, protest marches, and death threats. And now Todd Sheets has let him loose on Jackalope Radio. Get ready, because whether you like it or not, you're about to have a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
Motherfuckers, we're about to go to war. Seems like Obama does not give a fuck what the American people think. He can't wait to bomb the baby's room in Syria. He can't wait to join Al-Qaeda. You gotta love this asshole sitting as our reigning king president, dickhole motherfucker. I'm so sick of this son of a bitch stomping on our rights, and now he can't wait to invade another country. We're in Bush's third fucking term, folks. But I'm gonna calm down. You're listening to Heart Attack. Happy, fun, go lucky heart attack. I'm Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley, and I've got a special guest today. I brought back Lloyd the Ninja. Lloyd, say hi real quick.
Hey, good evening.
Guys, we have got an amazing episode, but I will say I want to open up with a bright point. The federal court just recently ruled for Zuma Dog, who's a LA City Council gadfly who goes and harasses these scumbags on the city council who keep fucking people over for, like, I don't know, the 710 highway that nobody seems to want, the park filled with toxins that they overpaid money for here in Highland Park. Oh, I don't know, the Highland Park Transit Village that nobody wants, that breaks fire codes that they're going to build on a fucking earthquake fault. Jesus fucking Christ, these guys are out of goddamn control. And what we're going to talk about today is Zuma Dog won the right to talk. They tried to ban this guy from the city council meetings. They tried to make him more civil, so he has to speak more civilly. But you know what, folks? We live in America, and we have a thing called the First Amendment. It's called freedom of speech, and that includes freedom to criticize your elected officials, because at the end of the day, these elected officials work for you and me. So, Lloyd, what do you think about this new city council ruling so that people can actually go express themselves to our elected officials?
I think that's absolutely wonderful. When the Transit Village came up at the city council for its final vote on whether or not they wanted to build this thing, there was an attorney present who was prepared to talk to them for about 10 minutes. The city council decided, oh, you can have 4 minutes, and it's got to be 1 minute per person. You can't use all 4 minutes for the attorney. So this nice attorney was paid $1,000 to show up to talk to the city council about violations of the California Environmental Quality Act, which this thing doesn't even come close to complying with, got basically shut down, put out, and the city council decided, oh, hey, we better vote before somebody else says something silly. So just to finish with them, I did my little timed 1 minute speech. And at the end, I asked them simply this, you know, there's a high degree of probability that the eastern end of the Hollywood earthquake fault passes directly under the Transit Village project, where you want to dig down two stories and build underground parking under three-story condominiums.
Wait a minute. They're going to build underground parking on a fault line?
That's what they seem to think.
I said,
please wait until the study's done. It'll take less than 2 years. The California Conservancy is doing a study on the Hollywood fault. Wait, err on the side of caution. Nah, they didn't care. Up to a vote, 14, one absent member. So it's 14 to nothing. We're going to build a building on an earthquake fault, even before we find out for sure where it is. Brilliant.
And oh, yeah.
I have to ask,
there's even more on this building. We even mentioned that all the toxic land they're going to build it on, and families are supposed to live here with all this polluted toxic land they're going to build this on, let alone the pollution coming right from the fucking train. Oh, Jesus. And then there's the fire hazards. They've broken some fire codes, haven't they? Because it's my understanding that they still haven't made their lane wide enough for a fire truck to get in there.
What fire lane? The project's 407 feet across. There's no access in the middle whatsoever. And the uniform fire code that this entire country uses says 150 feet from the nearest point of access from a fire apparatus, or fill the fire lane, or put a standpipe in a stairwell that runs all the way to the roof from a common lobby within the building. There's no common lobby in townhome-style condominiums. No common lobby, so they can't comply there. Oh, we got to redesign the building. Well, then it's not going to be compliant with the historical preservation on Highland Park, which is a part of U.S. Route 66 and covered by an act of Congress enacted August 10th, 1999, called the Historic Preservation of Route 66. Are they not thinking these parking lots were part of Route 66? People came to Highland Park, California, because this was the car capital in Los Angeles.
These cocksuckers make me sick, man. These guys, this Jose Huizar asshole, this new guy, Jimmy Gomez, show some balls, you guys. You're supposed to be looking out for us, the people that elected you. You're supposed to be looking out for the safety of our children. You're supposed to be looking out for the safety of the fucking community. But no, you assholes are bending over like you're a whore on the corner for a $5 hand job and a $10 bill on the ground. And you motherfuckers won't stop letting these people break the law. They're giving them an exemption to the law consistently.
I don't know. You know, they blow me out. It's just like the Northridge earthquake. It'll be 20 years ago that Northridge, all these wonderful buildings in Northridge Meadows collapsed. Does anybody give a hoot? Is the city done anything yet? No, not yet. But they managed to introduce a motion through Tom Labange, the councilman in Hollywood. Basically, what they're trying to do here is I'll read it to you right off of it. I therefore move that the Building and Safety Department be instructed to provide the City Council a comprehensive proposal for how the department can identify and account for wood frame soft story residential buildings built before 1978 that exist in the city and what resources such a survey would require.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, guys. What we've got here is we've got a real mess, But you know what? We're going to go to break. We're going to take a commercial break. Lloyd's got to hit the little boy's room. And when we come back, I know Josh has got a question.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Are you prepared for earthquakes? What we do now, before a big earthquake, will determine what our lives will be like afterwards. Register today for the Great California Shakeout at shakeout.org/California and be a part of the largest earthquake drill in history on October 17th at 10:17 a.m.
Welcome back to Heart Attack, you fuckers. I am Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley and a special guest, Lloyd the Ninja. He is helping us figure out how do you get your elected officials to actually do their fucking job. Josh, I believe you had a question.
I did. Now, it's obvious why the people that are doing this don't care. Why they are all just about the money. My question is, why don't the people seem to care? And I do know
some
do.
You mean the city council? Are you talking about the city council, our elected? Why don't our elected officials care?
No, I mean, why are there not people with pitchforks and torches outside the city council going, God damn it, you don't build on a fucking earthquake fault. You don't build on toxic land. But they don't seem to care. They just seem to be like, well, Miley Cyrus is rimming a teddy bear. That's cool, right?
Josh, it's not they don't care. They don't know.
Yeah.
The information that was brought out to the neighborhood council and to the city council about the land being contaminated, a lot of these people are young. You know, in their 20s and 30s, they don't know that these parking lots were parking lots since the beginning of the automobile in the early 1900s. So they have no clue that there's 100 years worth of chemicals that leaked from cars into the dirt before the city paved it in the mid early 60s. They have no concept about that, aren't aware of it. And most of them have moved in since the 60s. The population has really gentrified in Highland Park. It's 73% Hispanic, 11% Anglo whites, and 11% Asians, with the rest of the minorities filling in the rest. So a lot of these people came from a different country. Their parents, they speak Spanish at home. The kids have no idea what's going on. That's the scariest part. They don't know.
And here's another thing. They hide it. Josh, they hide these meetings. These meetings are at like 10:30 a.m. in downtown L.A., and they make the meetings at like 4:30 p.m. or 7 p.m. And you know what? Most people are working, Josh. Most people are struggling to pay their bills. They depend on their city officials to look out for them. The whole point of us electing a city council member is we elect them to look out for the interests of the people and run the city, not to look out for the interests of big money and endanger its people and also endanger its businesses. Because this transit village is going to remove all the parking for all the local businesses. And I believe they just announced down by this transit village, they're going to open up a bar and a restaurant down there. It's brand new, but where the fuck are they going to park?
Yeah, that is a real problem. During the 18 months that they're going to build each of these segments, we're essentially going to lose the parking, at least 50 to 75% of it during the construction phases of the buildings on three different sites. So people are going to have to scramble around, find parking, park on the private streets in front of people's houses, so they have nowhere to park. It's going to cause a major headache in where do you put your car? Oh, well, I guess you're not supposed to have a car. We're becoming a transit-oriented society. You got to ride a bicycle on a bike lane that's going to run down U.S. Route 66 and take it into a one-lane highway when it's a secondary highway, and the major evacuation route should U.S. 66, the Arroyo Seco Parkway, California 110 freeway, have a bridge collapse over it and it be blocked. There's no other way out of this little valley. You're stuck. And what? One southbound lane with people trying to pile out of there? There's 80,000 people that live in this area. How are they going to get out?
That's one of the funny things about this, Josh, is they keep pounding on this high-density development crap. And the reason they do that is because it's the buzzword right now. It's the buzzword to get you past all of the environmental protections. And these environmental protections are laid down to protect you, your mother, your father, your children, your sister, your cousin. They're there to protect us from these chemicals. And what we see is we see big business comes in and they get these exemptions to the law, like we keep talking about with like Walgreens or CVS, where they commit a crime and they buy out the fucking prosecutor. JP Morgan Chase steals your house and they buy off the government with five other banks for 25 fucking billion. I mean, it's fucking insane. It's all about this money game and they just flat out don't care. The city council people know what's going on. They know better. These guys know better. And that's what's sickening. The people that are ignorant and do not know about these meetings, when I go around town and I talk to them about, hey, did you know they want to remove a fucking car lane from your street and they want to remove almost 2,000, not besides the Highland Transit Village, they have a plan to remove 2,000 parking spaces from around Eagle Rock and around Highland Park on top of the construction. On top of that, they want to remove over 2,000 spaces and it's in their paperwork. And when you call these guys on it, well, you go to a meeting and they only give you 1 minute to talk. And then you're not allowed to enforce that they actually answer the question you ask them. Constantly, I have been yelled at these council meetings because I keep badgering them. You didn't answer the question. You didn't answer the question. How about you answer the question? How about you tell me who in the fire department you actually talked to that okayed this? Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't talk to anybody in the fire department that okayed this. You lying scumbags.
But I'm not sure. But I'm not sure, Hart, that the people really do care. Let's go back to the last election for a second.
Dude, I think you're wrong.
But see, you know, it's just like Romney was talking about how he wanted to eliminate the EPA. Everyone was like, whatever. And then he said he wanted to eliminate PBS. And everyone was, oh, my God, you can't get rid of Sesame Street. They didn't give a shit about the EPA. They gave a shit about PBS.
But I want you to consider this, Josh. I want you to consider, where did you get your sources that people didn't care? Because they're gaming the system. They already own all the TV stations, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, and Fox Propaganda Channel. We already know they have an agenda. So they've sewn up those communications. So where did you get your information that people don't care? You got it from there. If it was on Facebook? Well, we know Facebook steers the news feed. And they steer the feed that they are paid to steer to you. When you go on Google and you do a Google search and you're trying to find news, we know that Google is paid to deliver the news they want to deliver to you. When you are listening to Rush Limbaugh, he is paid to tell you what they want. So they are gaming the system. But as you talk to people, they're surprised. They're like, what do you mean? And then they don't always even know what the EPA does. It's just a fucking three-word acronym for them. They don't know what it means. They don't know what they do. And it's a game. They're gaming the system and they're gaming you, my friend.
The Environmental Protection Agency, there to save you from disasters. Gee, I can think of a nice one that happened out in the Gulf recently. Oil rig blew up. Oh my God, what a shame.
That's just going to end up being a minor footnote in history, Lloyd.
Well, it may be a minor footnote in history, but did you know that Halliburton intentionally destroyed the concrete samples for the cap that was supposed to have prevented this from leaking again before they could actually be tested? The federal government slapped them with a couple $1 million fine. Oh my God.
Again, a fine.
A couple mil to Halliburton, a worldwide corporation. That was a sneeze. That's a junket going to, the casino in Monte Carlo.
That's an hour of profits.
And you know, Josh, really, seriously, I mean, your average person, they're tired, man. They're broken down. The education system kind of sucks. So people aren't taught analytical thinking. They're not taught to analyze things. They're taught to memorize and regurgitate. And you got to learn how to question. And I think that's why they're so upset about the internet and they're trying to get rid of podcasting and they hate independent radio stations like Jackalope Radio. You know, we are bringing the news that they're trying to shut down, and that's why they're trying to shut it. You look at Facebook. Look how hard Facebook makes it for you to share, quote, right-wing or, quote, further-to-the-left issues. As soon as you start getting too political, all of a sudden you can't share a link, or all of a sudden your attachment may not be seen by everybody due to your privacy settings. I didn't
say anything. The one I got hit with the other day was, I think it's your privacy settings do not allow you to share this link. And I'm like,
yeah, the link
the is, fuck is that?
Yeah, it's public. The privacy settings are public. So why would it let me show the link?
I'm sorry, but someone I trust very dearly, who works for the same agency that Edward Snowden works for, told me years ago, do not use Facebook at all. He said, Twitter, use the UK version. Don't use the United States version. He said, stay off of them. They're monitored. Everything on your site can be viewed at any time, regardless of your privacy settings. And your site can have things deleted from it without your knowledge. That's a real show for freedom of speech.
And I'm going to say this, guys. I've been having a lot of problems with my email. All of a sudden, this week and in the middle of last, we've been having problems with the American Horrors Channel. It's been playing the wrong programming every day, and I don't know why. The people at Philmon have not been able to answer me why. And in fact, my emails to every single staff member at Philmon have been blocked for a week. They've been blocked by spamcop.net. And nobody at Philmon knows what the fuck I'm talking about. I had to create other email accounts to be able to communicate these issues. I'm having emails disappear out of my email box. I'm not getting emails. There's definitely some fucking freaky shit going on the web and on our pages, without a doubt.
I've had shit removed from my Facebook wall for violating community standards is always the edict I'm hit with.
I haven't seen much stuff disappear from my Facebook, but I kind of look at my Facebook as my public profile. Like, for me, it's more of promoting the show, promoting my work, promoting my politics. No, although honestly, that is kind of frightening, though, because they can go in and use your different postings and take your posts out of context. Because as a public figure, I'm writing like a maniac, you know, oh, fuck that motherfucker. God, kill until the blood on your sword is the blood of a king. You know, that stuff in court can sound really bad, but it's meant to be entertaining. It's meant to be interesting. I'm not on Facebook really for myself. I'm on it for business. I'm on there to meet other filmmakers, to meet other people. I mean, I'm picking up so much kick-ass stuff for the fall season of American Horrors. I mean, I'm just getting amazing music videos, short horror films, new feature films. I've got these really cool experts who've been feeding me really rare, hard-to-find horror stuff. We're going to have to do a special on what's going to be on American Horrors because it's so fucking good. But it's been amazingly frustrating having these communication issues. And I'm communicating with a billionaire, and he's going, that's weird. You know, and he's like, I don't understand that. And they've been great at Philmon. I've had a really good working relationship with them. They've been really great. I've really had a good relationship with Algie. It's been really great. So all of a sudden for this shit to all of a sudden just get really weird, and then it goes on, then it goes off, then it goes on. Like today, I was able to actually email these guys from my regular account and get them to fix the channel. But I don't know what's going on.
I thought I was the only one with email problems. I get emails regularly sent from the city of Los Angeles through their automated email systems. They don't show up in my inbox for 2 days. That's pretty cool. I try to email a city or state official. My email gets sent back blocked by the administrator. Oh my, even forwarding another city email between two different people. Oh my God, the administrator blocked it. Why?
But you guys are creating enemies. You guys are creating enemies. And so that's what, you know, you pissed off somebody. Lloyd
Goldman
Sachs. You pissed somebody off.
Goldman Sachs.
Josh, it's Goldman Sachs. The bottom line, they're the money behind this. They broker the bonds. You know, they handle they just bought the developer. One third of them is owned by Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, all this stuff about the Highland Park Transit Village, it's all being pushed behind the scenes by Goldman Sachs. And who's buying up all the Los Angeles City bonds?
Goldman Sachs again.
And on that note about Goldman Sachs, I believe it's time for us to go to a song. We're going to go to a song, and I think we're going to get us a little Nashville pussy.
Down, 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 down. Yeah, I'm sick about your dick. American Horrors, you can watch the world's greatest uncut horror movies for free. All day and all night. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at filmon.com. New this month on American Horrors, the Grand Master of Giallo, Dario Argento's Unsane. Aldo Ray takes his revenge in Terror on Alcatraz. Jean Rollin's Caged Virgins, a vampiric orgy sapphic nightmare you will not soon forget. Plus, The Gates of Hell, The Nightmare Never Ends, and Cameron Mitchell in Nightmare in Wax. Watch them all and more for free on American Horrors, the world's greatest uncut horror channel.
Welcome back to Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley and our guest of the day, Lloyd the Ninja. He is one of the great Panthers that helps me figure out how the city runs, how the government runs. Because, you know, we talk about all the bad things that's going on here. But unlike all the rest of the news that puts you in a fear state and leaves you there, I want action. I want you guys to get off your fucking asses, get involved, go kick some butt, go become wolves. And so Lloyd and I are here talking. We're wondering, you know, what's the next mess Goldman Sachs is going to buy themselves out of?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm sure they'll try to pick up some land somewhere. You know, California's a hot place to get land. Once they own enough of the public land and have successfully bankrupted the city, then they can redevelop it in their own model and pretty much own the game. They were really successful with Detroit. Got to give them credit. They did a good job. Started in 2005. 8 years later, they own Detroit. Yay, Goldman Sachs. It's giving
per fucking country. You want to know who the evil villains in this country are? Go look and see them. They're wearing corporate suits. Forget about that meth dealer with a gun in his back pocket. He can't hurt the amount of people that Goldman Sachs can hurt. Those guys that are running meth and they're pimping out girls on the corner, you know, that sucks and it's shitty, but they're not going to destroy an entire coastline like Halliburton or BP Oil. They do not have the power to destroy on a massive scale the way these corporations do. I mean, isn't there some kind of lawsuit right now with Walmart?
Yeah, there is. The Walmart employees, at least here in Los Angeles, have gone on the same bandwagon as your McDonald's workers. And that's you guys out there. Just got your first job. Walmart, McDonald's.
I worked at McDonald's.
You name it. They want a fair living wage. $8 an hour doesn't cut it anymore. They want, you know, $14, $15 an hour. Walmart says, oh, well, we can't provide the savings if we pay them that much money. Well, maybe you should knock off some of them corporate bonuses and those junkets to the Caribbean. You know, you don't care about the little guy anymore. You just keep making more money. You can buy your way out of almost anything in this country if you got enough money. And speaking about buying your way out of things, I've got to go here with this. Okay, we last talked about the Millennium Project in Hollywood.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, that's the 39-story building.
Do I need to go get a Jack and Coke? Because this sounds like a Jack Daniels issue. Jesus.
It might be a Jack and Coke issue. In fact, I might even join you on that. And no, the Millennium Towers Project. It's right next to Capitol Records. I think everybody in the country knows about Capitol Records. Right there in line of sight from the whole city to look at. As you look at the Hollywood sign, I think everybody knows where that is. Well, guess what? The city council decided, oh, we better find out where that earthquake fault is before we build this building, because the people that live in Hollywood have money.
Oh, you mean people with money count?
Yeah, apparently so. There's another project.
It matters when it's white people, not brown people, right?
I guess so.
If the brown people had money, it would matter.
Now, there's another project on Hollywood Boulevard right behind the world-famous Pantages Theater. They started building. They dug the hole. They're halfway through it, and somebody said, oh, well, the Hollywood earthquake fault runs right through the middle of our site. What do we do now? Maybe you should have looked first and built later. Now, I tried to do that with the Transit Village. I stood there in front of the Planning and Land Use Management Committee at City Hall and showed them a map of the earthquake faults in the area. They just looked at it and went, oh, we don't seem to care. One of the members walked out. That left two. The one that's left, well, the two that are left, Jose Huizar and Gilbert Cedillo, Jose Huizar said, Gil, it's in your district. You make the decisions. Of course, Jose was falling asleep, something to do with his legal problems with his ex-chief of staff. But I don't want to go there. I don't want to say anything about it because it doesn't really fit with what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, in Hollywood, with lots of money, look first, build later. In Highland Park, build first, find out after the earthquake, when they've rented this thing to 500-600 people, they're living there, we have a large earthquake, the buildings collapse, and then somebody says, oh, you built it on an earthquake fault.
And then the lawsuit. This is something I've brought up. You know, guys are listening to this. If you want to get involved, you should. Just start going to your neighborhood council meetings. They're in every city. They're everywhere. Start attending some of your city council meetings, and you can talk. Anybody can talk. You know, you could get up there, put your name on the list, and you could have something to say. We just found out that Zumadog pushed forth through court and got us that legal right that we can go in there and we can say what we want to say in the way we want to say it. So if you want to say, Jose Huizar, you're a lying, cocksucking motherfucker, you can. You can do it. Get involved, guys. Let's tell you a little bit about these dirty tricks, though. There's a lot of dirty tricks that these guys pull. They're really nasty. Guys like Halliburton and guys like, you know, these real estate companies and Goldman Sachs, you need to understand that when you are on Facebook, or let's say you go to your neighborhood patch website, your Highland Park patch or your Eagle Rock patch, there are paid political bloggers, and their job is to turn the tide. All day long, these dudes sit online and knock down anybody's argument, anybody's rational argument about this. They are just paid assassins who assassinate the truth about these projects. So when you're online and you start to see a guy's name come up, you need to really wonder, is that guy a paid political activist? Is he being paid by Goldman Sachs? Is he being paid by Halliburton?
Yeah, it's pretty scary. For example, the motion in Los Angeles that was just done to find out where the buildings are that people live in. These are residential soft story apartments. These buildings, when there's an earthquake, what happens? They pancake. They collapse. If you're down there underneath it in the parking area, you're squished. Welcome to Northridge Meadows. That's what happened.
Thank you, Jose Huizar, for endangering our city.
Hey, you know, it's all about the buck. I hate to say it. People's lives are expendable. And I'm just still floored by the transit development document that was provided by, I imagine, Goldman Sachs to the city of Los Angeles' last mayor, where in selecting these sites, they use a criteria on high yield, low complaints, high profit. And they pick out a beautiful term. It's called low-hanging fruit. So I guess Highland Park and the 73% of the people that live here that are Latino are low-hanging fruit. I'm sorry. These are Latino politicians who are doing it to you. Get up, get up, get up. Go to your council meetings. Go see your alderman. Get up and say something. And don't do anything violent. Don't be obscene. Just get up and speak to them.
You know, that's the thing, man. The opposition wants you to be violent. They want you to go violent so they can bring in the police and the thugs and crack down on you. But they prefer other dirty tricks. I mean, the thing that I've noticed is they just try to hide these meetings. They make it as difficult as possible for a regular working class person to be able to go. They switch the dates. They don't inform the public of what they're voting on. It's hilarious. And Lloyd had this happen to him. Tell them about, they just tried to do a switcheroo on you like this week, right?
Well, initially, the committee for the area I belong to is a land use committee. And we usually have our meeting the first Tuesday of the month, and that Thursday is the regular neighborhood council meeting. So if we have an issue that needs to be dealt with, we process it through, vote on it, generate the motion, make sure it's all done legally according to the Brown Act, and then we present it to the full neighborhood council to take it to the next step. Well, we have this community impact statement, which basically is critiquing the project on its environmental compliance or lack thereof, and intended to send this to the Department of Housing and Urban Development here in Los Angeles. Yeah, that's HUD, in order for them to be aware that the environmental reports on this are so flawed, it's ridiculous. We try to get it through the system. Well, because it was holiday weekend, somebody slipped up and didn't send out the agenda 72 hours in advance. Well, thank God there was a plan to cover that. It's called an emergency meeting. You can do that with 24 hours notice. So by lobbying at our land use meeting, the few board members that are on the land use committee agreed to bring this up as an emergency meeting tonight, as a matter of fact, where we're going to vote on sending a letter supporting the motion that the city of Los Angeles should follow the instructions. According to FEMA, earthquakes are proven vulnerability on wood frame residential buildings with weak first story. You know, I don't get it, man. The building's going to collapse in a major quake. This was all discussed after the Northridge quake 20 years ago. It's 20 years later. It's a lesson that wasn't learned. And, you know, this is wrong. It's 20 years for the city to come up with a silly motion to find out where these buildings are likely to collapse so that they can be ready when the quake happens and send emergency response people to buildings they expect will have problems. Nah, 20 years later.
You know, the thing, Lloyd, too, is I really thought, oh, well, maybe if we just made these assholes live in the building. I used to think, oh, well, if you made these politicians live where they shit, they wouldn't shit there. And then we do stories on, like, the city in Illinois, Crestwood, where I'm from Chicago, and Crestwood was a place where I had a girlfriend in Crestwood, and their water has been poisoned knowingly by the city. They were using tainted poison well water to save money, and they knew it. And the woman, the city councilwoman who was in charge of this, her own daughter and herself, they were all using this poison water. These guys are fucking idiots and a half. And the thing that Lloyd didn't mention is they changed the date of the meeting. They tried to cancel this meeting stuff because they don't want Lloyd to talk. They don't want Lloyd there doing his business. They don't want anybody getting in the way of the fucking money train. And the way they scam you is they wear you out, man. They wear you down to the ground. Do you have any idea how much time I spent going to these stupid fucking vehicle lane removal, put in a bicycle lane meetings on class two highways bullshit? I spent a lot of time that I could have been making money. It put me behind on my deadlines, all of them. I'm behind on all the American Horror scheduling because I was so enraged over what they were going to do to the safety of my neighborhood with removing these vehicle lanes from all the major streets, the class two highways, trying to get kids to ride on these busy intersections with trucks and buses that can't see them when kids are getting killed all across the city by riding into the sides of trucks and buses. They're lying to people's faces. They're lying about safety. It's a nonstop fuckover. And that's why I got involved. But man, they will try to run you down. I got some tips beyond just going to the meetings. Go to the meetings and tape them. Go to the meetings, record them, and make videos of what you see happening and put them on goddamn YouTube. Put it together so people can figure it out. I did this alternative bike route, right? You gotta love this, guys. As an alternative to putting kids on a class two fucking highway, I was working with the guy we were trying to bring in today. We didn't have time for him, Charlie Fisher. And with Lloyd here, and we did this safer presentation for a safer alternative bike lane, and all those paid political assholes came out and shouted us down. I have never in my life been shouted down for fucking putting forth a safe bike route. Can you imagine that shit? What the fuck? And so they will come out, and they will try to enrage you. They will frustrate you. These activists lie to the city councilman's faces. They get up there, and they lie their asses off. So be prepared and try to hold. I get really angry at these things. It's very hard for me to go to them now. I want to throttle people. It makes me so furious at how they completely ignore the will of the people. They don't care. They completely ignore the safety standards. And shit, man, I'm just going to stutter. So I'm going to let Lloyd take over.
Later this month, the city of Los Angeles is intending to do a bicycle lane usage study. They're going to count how many people are riding through the bike lanes on a specific day and a specific time. Well, of course, it's going to be a weekend. And what does the Bicycle Coalition do? They schedule three large events on a triangular basis around the sites where people are going to count how many bike riders go by.
So they can job the counts. They can fake the count.
Well, all they have to do is ride in a big circle around the three sites that they're having these rallies at and pass the counting point. They can do that all day long. It's marvelous. It's absolutely marvelous. You know, you got to get up. You got to wake up. You got to speak out. And if it takes getting 100 of your neighbors together, standing there with signs on the street corner, try to do it on private property and get permission first so you don't get arrested. God forbid you try to protest on a public street. You'll go to jail. It's marvelous. You should see. Today, the Walmart protesters, I believe my number might be off, but I think 14 people were arrested for carrying signs and protesting Walmart and low-paying wages.
Because
come
those
on,
are not
Walmart.
Free, Lloyd, because those are not free speech zones.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, guys. Listeners at home, you need to know you guys can all do this. And when we talked about this removing vehicle lanes to install bicycle lanes on the most crowded, busiest streets in my neighborhood, guess what, guys? We fucking won. We fucking won. These assholes said that this shit would be installed in over in Eagle Rock. They said it'd be installed in June, but we shut that shit down. Then they said, oh, this will be installed by August. We shut that shit down. So now they're going to try to game the count. Well, we're going to shut that shit down, too. Because you know what, motherfuckers? You're fighting from a failed, flawed point. You are not fighting for your life. You are not fighting for your freedoms. You are not fighting for your very livelihood where you live and your children and your family. So you're going to fail, motherfucker, because that's why we couldn't beat the Viet Cong. That's why we're not doing so good in Iraq. That's why we're not doing so good in Afghanistan, because those are their homes. And money will not trump the person who lives there. You will figure out a way. We beat these assholes. You can do it too. Get involved. Get out there. And you know what? I'm going to make a pitch now. Stay hydrated. I've got a great water you should be drinking. It's Hydro Blue. It's really fucking awesome. The bottles kick ass because they're not leached. They're not filled with like poison. You get a normal water bottle. Like let's say you get a Sparklets bottle. Well, when that sits in the sun, there are chemicals that leach out of the plastic bottle into the water. Well, that doesn't happen with Hydro Blue. You're good with Hydro Blue. You can run around with your bottle and be safe. It's kick-ass water from an aquifer in Georgia. Go to HydroBlue.com. Get 15% off with the code word horror. The coupon code word horror, 15% off at Hydro Blue. And Lloyd's got one more thing to say.
Yes, water. Okay, well, let's go quick on this one. Highland Park was the beginnings of the city of Los Angeles. The reason was because of the natural springs within Highland Park. Sparklets, by the way, in the Secret Room started in a spring off of York Boulevard on the York Boulevard fault in 1926. That's where Sparklets started. Well, these automotive parking lots in Highland Park, which are polluted, the mitigation measure for the polluted soil was to wet it down while you're digging it up to keep the dust from spreading. Wet it down. That's good. Force it into the aquifers that flow into the Arroyo Seco River, part of the LA River system that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently studying to remove the concrete barriers and put it back to a riparian wetlands, normal river. Yeah, they just want to push the pollution out of the parking lot into the surrounding soil, rinse it down to the LA River so they can say, oh, it's polluted now. We better get some more money from the federal government to clean up the pollution. Where'd the pollution come from? I don't know. Hart?
Doesn't it just make you sick, Josh?
It does. And what makes me even sicker is that what you guys are talking about is not isolated to Highland Park or even LA. This kind of bullshit is happening all across America. And people just don't know about it.
You're right, and they're not being allowed to know about it. I'm a writer, okay? So words are weapons to me. They are my razors. And when I read the paper, I can spot when propaganda is being put forth. And the LA Times and the LA Weekly, I mean, the LA Weekly just a hit job on Michael Hastings all about, it was a whole cover-up over, you know, his assassination, which was absolutely sickening. So people have to, like, really look out for themselves because, you know, there's a lot of predators out there. There's a lot of predators that are looking to get a piece of your dollar. They're looking to get a piece of your home. They don't want you to own anything anymore. They don't want you to do anything except for slave, and buy whatever they tell you to.
Well, I still think you should go to your neighborhood councils, your aldermen, and talk to those people. Stand up, make your public comments, gather a group of a dozen friends. Everybody fills out a public comment card and you're good.
All right, guys. That's about it here at Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher. If you guys want to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter, Hart_Fisher. That's H-A-R-T. And also, guys, you should know that you could find me on Facebook, Heart Attack Radio. Just find us on Facebook, Heart Attack Radio. And that's H-A-R-T, guys. H-A-R-T for the retarded. With that, I'm fucking out.
Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.